and welcome to Dialect. This week and next week, the show is being guest produced by Bristol band The Transpersonals. With myself, Timothy Herford, Luke Barter and Matty Bain, welcome to The Transpersonal Experience.
This sounds like the transpersonal experience. It's the transpersonal experience coming to you live and direct from Bristol Community Radio. Giving you a psychedelic shower of music and power. All in the space of 1 hour on Bristol's grooviest station, Bristol Community Radio. 93.2 FM. Interesting times. Interesting information. Bristol Community Radio. Bristol Community Radio. Bristol Community Radio. It's pretty good.
Feel the sensations. Yeah. All the tribes and all the nations. Every little one of Mother Earth's creations. Gesture one another namaste salutations and happy Christmas vibrations.
Bristol Community Radio, 93.2 FM.
You're listening to the Transpersonal Experience on BC FM.
Bristol Community Radio. Bristol Community Radio. Bristol Community Radio. Consumed. Bristol Community Radio. Bristol Community Radio. It's the transpersonal experience. Bristol Community Radio. 93.2 FM. Take it home and eat it.
Hello?
Hello. Yes. Yes.
Two.
One, two,
three,
one, two,
one,
one, two,
two. One, two,
one, yeah. Two, one, two, hello. Testing,
one, two, one, two, one, two,
hello,
yes,
hello.
Lovely, to, lovely, hello. Lovely to be here,
hello,
lovely to be here.
All right,
here so
this is the transpersonal experience on Bristol Community Radio. What do you think?
All right, well, what is this transpersonal experience then? Doing that? What is it? What's the answer?
A transpersonal experience. See, personal experience of the trans.
Transcend the personal.
Transcend it totally. Talk to some people about it. I'll tell you.
When I was 15, I had a really significant life-changing event.
Yeah.
And it involved... actually, I was in a kind of meditative state. I'd just woken up out of bed, got out of bed, and I was just looking out the window, and all of a sudden, my whole being shot out into the universe. And I just became totally one with the whole universe. And I could see the stars, and I was actually out there. It was almost like I was... It enveloped me. I was part of it. It was part of me. And there was a total oneness. And it stayed with me for the rest of my life. And also, there was a couple of seconds where I actually connected with everything and I knew everything there was to know. And I, in that moment, there was no questions anymore about anything because I already knew that everything. And it's just at that point when I thought, my God, I know everything. I am everything, I know everything. This is amazing. Just at that point, when that thought came in my head, I shot back into my body. It was about 10 seconds of that experience, but it stayed with me. It was so significant, so powerful, that it stayed with me for the rest of my life.
Finished my major chores on the surface of the moon was the ability to look out the window. And that's a powerful experience, to see Earth rise over the surface of the moon. And I suddenly realized that the molecules of my body, the molecules of the spacecraft and of my partners, had been prototyped, maybe manufactured from some ancient generation of stars. But instead of being an intellectual experience, that was a personal feeling. Those were my molecules. And that was accompanied by a sense of joy and ecstasy, which caused me to say, well, what is this? And it was only long after I came back that I happened to do the research to discover that that experience in the ancient Sanskrit was called samadhi. That's life-changing.
The experience I'm thinking of was particularly driven by music. It seems to key into music particularly, and music can drive the experience and create a whole lot. But it opened up layers and layers of meaning within the music, and it was like hanging on to each particle of time. The particles of time seem to separate out. It was like existence is time strobing. And the beats in the music were able to maintain that. God knows what would have happened if the music would have stopped, you know.
Yeah.
Happening, man. This is freaking everyone out. There's a lot of people still, you know, they still want to look the other way, but it's in the papers.
Well, I think the truth comes out eventually, doesn't it?
It's hardly in the papers. Even the papers are kind of ignoring it, a lot of it. I mean, there's some big stories. Some big stories coming out.
It all comes out into the light.
People don't want to look there. They don't want to look there, do they? Because it's like a bad dream.
It's like lancing a giant boil.
It's worse. There's things going on at the heart of Hollywood. Fruity, vile, outrageous things. And I think it's got to stop. We got people floating off into extra-dimensional spacecraft. They're being probed. They're having their minds violated.
Their minds?
Their minds are being violated. They're being violated in every way.
Yeah.
People are being terrorized.
Probed.
By extra-dimensional beings. So you've got to remember that that's going on as well as...
Could I,
as all of the abuse and Satanism.
Could I tell my chicken Jalfrezi pasty story at this
please,
point?
Please.
Because this is kind of on the sort of thing. Well, about four... How long ago? Four or five years ago?
Yeah.
I was in Bath City Centre and... there's a little pasty shop there in the corridors down there. Really nice pasties, you know, cheap and cheerful, just nice.
Yeah.
And I went in there and I noticed, oh, look, they've got a chicken Jalfrezi pasty. And I thought, I love curry, you know, and I love pasties. So it was like, great, you know.
Win-win.
Win-win situations. I went in there. It was only like £1.20 or something.
That's
bargain.
Good.
Bought it, started eating it. Mm. It was absolutely delicious. And I'm not just saying this, it was delicious.
Well done.
It was everything you'd want from a...
Was
chicken Jalfrezi
enough?
It was perfect level of heat, spice.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely, loads of chicken in it. It was absolutely lovely.
You had enough meat.
Full of meat. This was actually like a curry in a pasty.
Beautiful.
I went down there the next day, walked in, and I said, yeah, I'll have a chicken Jalfrezi pasty, please. And they were like, I'm sorry? I said, yeah, no, chicken Jalfrezi pasty, please. We don't sell chicken Jalfrezi pasty. I said, well... I came in here yesterday and I had one. It was lovely. And they were like, nope, we've never sold one. Never sold that product. We don't even have a chicken Jalfrezi pasty. I sort of walked away slightly bewildered, you know, and sort of went home and just kind of thought about it. And then, of course, I mentioned it to you.
Yeah, I remember.
I've told you the story before, haven't I? And we sort of thought, oh, well, just one of those things, you know, you just put it down.
It never gets boring, though.
Last week... This is the twist in the tale, Tim.
Yeah.
I might have told you this already. Last week...
You texted me.
Yeah.
I just happened to be passing the same shop. Lo and behold, advertised on a little board outside, chicken Jalfrezi pasties.
No.
£1.20. Same price as 4 years ago.
So it's like a time slip. You're listening to The Transpersonal Experience. You were listening to Matt Bain there from The Transpersonals talking about having an ultra-vivid, super-real, extra-dimensional, deja vu-like, time-travelling pasty experience. I've had a strange experience with Matt myself coming back from a crop circle convention in Avebury. We both saw a UFO that turned into an aeroplane. And then flew off. Coming up on the show, we have a guy called Robert Mitchell. We talk to him about his time-travelling experiences, his involvement with a secret government project, which means he can travel through time and space and interact with a wide variety of extra-dimensional beings. We have him in the studio to talk to him about his involvement in the Montauk Project. Look forward to that one. This is The Transpersonal Experience, and all the music you're listening to is made by us, The Transpersonals.
Now, here's a little number we did. All about end times, man. Are you prepared?
Are you prepared for Jehovah's return?
Tune, wasn't it?
No.
It was. That was a nice little workout, that was. For all of
nice
us.
Little,
for all three of us.
It was a little murkin.
A small murkin.
Led it on the
ideas.
Floor, fallen out of some woman's trouser leg. I was having this discussion with someone else, which was... I was trying to say that to have a relationship with something other than another human being, like a relationship with art or music.
An object?
Yeah, an object.
An animal?
You had me thinking then about objects. You threw me off.
Sorry. Right.
If you say object, there's so many things you could think of. So,
Well, how many are there? Do they know?
How many objects are there?
Yeah.
Well, there's really only one object. All one substance, see? The universe.
Okay, here we go.
So talking about the universe being one substance and all that kind of... we're all one. The beauty of the universe is it can be experienced by anybody, but see, science is such a fantastic or amazing psychedelic thing. We were talking about this, and Richard, he piped up, didn't he? He piped up. Because there were some people there saying that science just reduces everything down to kind of like, you know, it's spiritless. And to some, there are scientists that have that kind of like horrible ontological worldview.
Fundamentalist materialists.
Yeah.
I was going to say. Here he is then, Richard.
This is what Richard said. This is what he said.
I have a friend who's an artist and has sometimes taken a view which I don't agree with very well. He'll hold up a flower and say, look how beautiful it is. And I'll agree, I think. And he says, you see, as I as an artist can see how beautiful this is, but you as a scientist, oh, take this all apart and it becomes dull thin. And I think that he's kind of nutty. First of all, the beauty that he sees is available to other people and to me too, I believe, although I may not be quite as refined as aesthetically as he is, that I can appreciate the beauty of the flower. At the same time, I see much more about the flower than he sees. I could imagine the cells in there, the complicated actions inside, which also have a beauty. I mean, it's not just beauty at this dimension of 1 centimeter. There's also beauty at a smaller dimension. The inner structure, also the processes, the fact that the colors and the flower evolved in order to attract insects to pollinate it is interesting. It means that insects can see the color. It adds a question. Does this aesthetic sense also exist in the lower forms? Why is it aesthetic? All kinds of interesting questions which the science knowledge only adds to the excitement, the mystery, and the awe of a flower. It only adds. I don't understand how it subtracts.
Everything is everything because everything is nothing. Sometimes I am happy and the world isn't full of questions that need to be answered. It's times like this that I drink a glass of water with no eyes around to observe me. And as I feel the glass against my lips and I draw the water in, I am totally unaware that my ears are there.
I remember
picking up the sounds.
I just want to say one thing now, everybody. Hold tight.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I love that one. I just love it. Love it.
We're the Transpersonals. We make sound. We make fun. We travel through the airwaves. Our minds are one. When we play, we slay.
audiences' eardrums, because we are the Transpersonals.
Live and direct from the central sun. Tim, what's important?
Is it maybe that we love one another and realise that deep within us all and within the universe is a universal field of being and consciousness where we're all one? Come on! What's important? Tell me. Is it not to realise that all of us are the presence here and all of us are experiencing this wonderful journey, this trip we call life on this planet in a three-dimensional universe? Come on, what's important? That we all sit here together and gaze in amazement and wonder and create things and try to explore more. Come on, you know it's true. You love one another and one another love you. You know, baby. You know that's right. You know that's the truth, yeah? All that matter is that we look at one another and we say, hey, you're my friend. You're my lover, baby. And I want you to have all a good time in the universe. Come on with me. What's important?
A psychopath creates an empire of bull. And then they tell us it's not bull. Isn't that true? Isn't that the world we live in? Now, an empire of bull would be religion. Religion is a way of masking spirituality in an empire of bull. We're thrown into this empire of bull and we can't deal with it. Okay, so we're in a perpetual state of shock, followed by a perpetual state of post-traumatic stress disorder. That's residual, that's perennial, that never stops. And because it never stops, we never have the ability to pause, take a breath and say, we're living in an empire of bull. Because if that was to happen, the whole world would tumble. And that's why we live in a sensory overload society. And we're in a perpetual state of overload. And so I spent the last 3 years looking at the psychopath issue and just telling as many people as I could about it. Listen, it's pretty straightforward. There's a percentage of this planet, probably 1%, 4% if you're in the BBC, maybe more. But we are figuring out that the system has been engineered by psychopaths for their benefit. They've created an empire of bull and we cannot handle it. Until we figure it out, and when we figure it out, then we're free. We're not free of the system, but we have that pause, that parenthesis between words, that silent space that allows us to formulate an escape plan. And that's so important. And that's why this movement has happened. And that's why these events are happening.
Having a good time? Yeah. That's right.
No wonder we feel cut off from everything, alienated, frightened of life and death. So what has to happen is we have to come back to a sane,
yeah,
view of our own life, which is the way we really are, an organism functioning in terms of the whole environment, with the whole environment, instead of this funny little separate personality. But how are we going to do that? People say, oh, you can't change human nature overnight. You're asking us to give up the ego. And that's the most difficult of all things to do. Actually, it isn't. Because the ego doesn't exist.
I like the sea. I like the way it greets me. On the shoreline, my baby.
it down to the depth of love makes me see what I've been dreaming of.
Hey? Is that the end, is it?
This is it, everybody. This is live. This is now. This is the Transpersonals from Bristol, United Kingdom. And we're a band.
Yes, we are. We are the Transpersonals.
Transpersonals.
I don't think that's going to work.
Come on, Luke.
Well, this is it, isn't it? This is happening now as we speak, live.
This is actually happening.
Everything that's happening now is happening now.
Right now.
This is the moment that's happening right now. In the studio with us now, our friend David Holmes. It's just David Holmes, it's not David Holmes. Anyway, he's come in to perform one of his wonderful poems for us. I'm on the piano, Luke's on the drums, David's at the microphone.
Moments of unblemished time soothe the skin of the smooth silver birch, touched with the breath of a moonlit eyes at night, claiming oceans with a sheen of delight. Her voice swells the spirit of me, surround hums of seekers, seeping dreams in the dark voids of the chalice well. The garden breathes vibrations with orbs that gaze before gods into mirrors of eternity. Drum sound revelation echoing. The darkened structure of me and you under the stars, open to the night that hints to the wonder of free. Chopping. days and nights, hints over poetry fields, cropping thoughts, if not deeds, ploughed a deep cracked tongue, with frost setting in winter's fun, over spring filled mills, hinged on promises.
Interesting times. Interesting information. Bristol Community Radio.
You're listening to The Transpersonal Experience, coming to you live and direct from the Central Sun. And with us, we have The Trip, Robert Mitchell. We were going to talk about the Bond Talk project.
Yes.
I've given up on that. I'm going to rethink this podcast, and I'm going to call it Who Are You, Robert Mitchell? Let's talk to this Pandora's box. Right, alien abductions.
Yes.
You have had these experiences.
Yeah, I dealt with grey type of beings.
And when how old were you? Earliest recollection?
That is around three. Although, according to my mother, I had an experience before that, around one and a half, apparently, because the neighbours... When my mother was living in Malibu, California.
Oh, Malibu, yeah.
Malibu, yes. Malibu de Bam Bam.
On a certain day, the neighbors found me on top of the roof while all the windows were closed from the inside. And and how the hell do I get on the roof when, in this case, the windows were totally closed and the neighbors were watching through the house. One moment they saw nothing and the next... They saw me fiddling on top of the roof, like, as if...
Fiddler on the roof.
I appeared out of thin air. So my first abduction experience isn't probably... Yeah, I would have said what my mother told me about the experience at one and a half, but my recollections go back to my first 3-4 years old.
Okay. I'll just ask you something, right? I used to have this experience when, before I could speak, I know I'm talking about, like, really young.
Yes.
Where I,
very regularly, most nights, I'd have this terrifying experience that I was floating out of my body and up towards the ceiling.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got towards the ceiling, it felt like more and more tension and more like something was about to happen. I'm thinking it was like memories of a rebirth, like rebirth, like I'm experiencing my memories of being born. But,
yeah.
But it had the quality of it, of me watching myself as I'm
out of body and out of body.
I looked like a fetus.
Okay.
Because you know what? I mean, I've had enough experiences to sort of think that anything's possible, you know?
Anything is possible because this is happening. So if this is happening, this is possible.
The meaning the known universe paradox.
No. Just
if
reality.
That happened, anything can happen.
Anything's
now.
Possible, mate.
I'll tell you.
You don't even need these sort of, you know, time shattering sort of experiences, do you?
No.
To wonder at the complexity of reality and what's going on.
No.
So yeah, anything is possible because this is pretty far out.
And that's why I don't get too downhearted about all the sort of nasty stuff you read about and that, you know, all the sort of establishment. Because the world is essentially a beautiful place. Essentially. You know, there are people trying to sort of ruin that. But it's created out of love, the world. You know.
Created out of love.
You're listening to the Transpersonal Experience, live and direct from the Central Sun. This is right now. This is happening right now. Tim, what's the crack with, like, stars and all that kind of stuff?
Well, seeing as we're all made of stars, let's imagine a beautiful star twinkling in the sky. When I look at a star like that, I like to remember that the beam of light from that star that's entering my eye is not only me looking at the star, it's also the star looking at itself through me as an instrument of the universe to experience itself subjectively, to identify with the observable truth, which is that we are a part of the universe and the universe is a part of us. If you're not experiencing life that way, it's almost as if you're missing out, really.
To bring it right back down to earth.
Yeah.
These takeaway cups are the worst thing to drink out of, in my opinion.
But that cup you see there in your hand, that cup there.
Yes.
Those atoms that go to make up that cup, they are currently in a dance of cup. A little while ago, they were atoms in, say, a tree that the cardboard of the cup was made from.
Yeah, that's true.
All form is merely a temporary illusion.
A temporary dance? A dance?
A permanent temporary illusion, which is real. A dance of form. You're not an object, you're an event. And a man, is it groovy?
Going on holiday, I'll wait.
we're coming to the end of our hour.
Just before we go, right, sausages, do you eat them? Do you eat them with... Are you able to eat them without actually thinking about what it is?
A sausage? Enjoy it? Well, I'll be honest with you, I struggle a lot more nowadays than I did. You know, yeah. Funny enough, when I was a kid, I hated them.
Yeah.
Then I went through a phase of being able to eat them.
Yeah.
Quite easily. And now I'm going into a phase of, like, struggling with it again.
Yeah. It's like, as a child, you were connected to Source, the central sun. And then as you got older, you got lost a little bit in worldly affairs and, you know, went into denial. And now, you know, you're coming out of that now because of its resultant suffering. But anyway, so what were you saying, Luke? Signing off, are we?
We have to go. We've run out of time.
Okay.
It's been lovely, this.
Well, what has it been?
It's been live, it's been now, it's been the central sun, the transpersonal experience. If you enjoy this, then you might enjoy the Transpersonals Music Channel on YouTube.
During the last hour, we have come across the voices of people who go by the names of Dave Pendle, who claims to be an author, Sandra, who claims to be abducted by aliens, Edgar Mitchell, who claims to have been to the moon, Alan Watts, who claimed to be a philosopher, Thomas Sheridan, who claims to be an expert on psychopaths, Robert Mitchell, who claims to be a time traveller who is abducted by aliens and involved in a secret time-travelling space programme, and Richard Feynman, who claimed to be a theoretical physicist. All the music that you've heard has been made by us, the Transpersonals, apart from a few obvious samples like this one, Spanish Eyes by Santo and Johnny, which I will now sing us out with.
Newest of eyes in all of Mexico. Please say si.
You're listening to the Transpersonal Experience on BCFM.
there's a note on the sleeve of this record that says materialism is slowly but surely destroying everything that makes life worth living. There are people fighting to change things before it's too late. Join them, and gives the phone numbers for Greenpeace and Friends of the Earth. This is Children of Dub.